This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Ongoing conflict and violence across Yemen continue to impact heavily on the country's people, who desperately need the fighting to end so that they can rebuild their lives, the UN's senior humanitarian official in the country said on Monday. David Gresley, UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Yemen, said he was particularly concerned about the recent escalation of fighting in oil-rich Marib in the north of the country. This has caused additional displacement in an area where more than 1 million people have already been forced to flee, he said, pointing out that access is impossible to enclaves where fighting is continuing. Across Yemen, which has been at war since 2015, various risks are making a return to normal life impossible, Mr. Gresley said.
I see the destruction of schools, of factories, of roads and bridges. I've seen the destruction of power systems. So what made Yemen work 7 years ago, in many cases, no longer exists.
Mr. Gresley was speaking in Geneva after a weekend that saw a car bomb at Aden Airport reportedly leave 25 people dead and 110 injured. He said that although the international response to a $3.6 billion appeal for funding in March had raised nearly $2.1 billion to date, new pledges were needed urgently to support the country and its people. The deadly Ebola virus has returned to northeastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, where a 3-year-old boy has died after a small cluster of unexplained deaths in North Kivu province. The World Health Organization, WHO, confirmed the news on Sunday, adding that the location was Butsili Health Center, which is close to Beni City. Ebola is endemic in DR Congo, where an earlier outbreak in North Kivu province was declared over in May. Blood samples of the young victim were confirmed as Ebola by the National Institute of Biomedical Research Laboratory in Beni last Friday. The toddler was a neighbor of two children and their father who died last month after developing symptoms consistent with Ebola. Beni City, which is near to the latest outbreak, was one of the epicenters of the 2018 to 2020 Ebola outbreak, where there were 736 probable and confirmed cases, and it's about 50 kilometers from Butembo City, which saw a new Ebola outbreak earlier this year. In a potentially historic ruling on the harmful effects of climate change on children's rights, the UN Child Rights Committee said on Monday that countries can be held responsible for carbon emissions that impact youngsters within and outside their borders. The Child Rights Committee ruling, the first by an international body, comes after the panel examined a petition filed by 16 children from 12 countries against Argentina, Brazil, France, Germany, and Turkey in 2019. The children claimed that these five countries had failed to take necessary preventive measures to protect and fulfill children's rights to life, health, and culture. Between May and September, the committee held five hearings with the children's legal representatives, states, third parties, and the children themselves. The collective nature of the causes of climate change must not absolve a state from its individual responsibility, said committee member Anne Skelton. Daniel Johnson, UN News.